from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. An American woman held hostage in Syria is confirmed dead by U.S. officials and her family. It comes 4 days after Islamic State militants said a coalition air raid killed the aid worker. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. intelligence analysts have not determined when or how 26-year-old Kayla Mueller died after being kidnapped in August of 2013. Terrorists claimed online late last week a Jordanian airstrike hit a building where Mueller was held in the Syrian city of Raqqa. But Jordanian, U.S., and other officials questioned the group's story. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government receives information about U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, but stresses there is no direct cooperation. President Assad told the BBC in Damascus there are exchanges of messages through third parties, such as Iraq, but they do not include tactical information. He said Syria would not join the U.S.-led coalition. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closing due to deteriorating security conditions since the resignation of the country's president. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirmed Tuesday an earlier statement by Yemeni employees at the embassy in Sana'a. President Obama spoke by phone Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, urging him to back a peace deal for Ukraine, set for review Wednesday at a four-nation crisis summit in Belarus. Mr. Obama underscored the rising human toll of the fighting, as well as the importance of Mr. Putin seizing the opportunity to back peace proposals when he meets with the leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine in Minsk. The call came as Ukraine reported rocket strikes in the eastern city of Kramatorsk, killing at least 12 people. This is VOA News. Russia and Egypt have signed several agreements to reinforce military and economic ties. They were announced at the end of Russian President Vladimir Putin's two-day visit to Cairo, where Edward Uranian reports.
The audience applauds Russian President Vladimir Putin and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as they agree to strengthen mutual ties in the face of a growing terrorist threat and outside economic pressures. At a news conference Tuesday, the two leaders also announced a nuclear deal to help Egypt develop its power capabilities. Mr. Putin said both sides have agreed to intensify cooperation in various areas, including Russian investments in Egypt, tourism, and cooperation in the battle against terrorism. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The number of deaths from Ebola, now more than 9,150, a sharp increase following weeks in which the outbreak appeared to be weakening. The death toll reported Tuesday by the World Health Organization represents a jump of almost 150 deaths since the agency's last update 3 days earlier. The highest number of new cases are reported in Liberia, followed by Sierra Leone and Guinea. UN Special Envoy on Ebola, Dr. David Nabarro, says the new numbers show the outbreak is not yet under control.
Good progress is being made, but the outbreak still presents a grave threat, and we really hope that there will be no complacency among anybody involved in the response. We have to really work hard to get to what we call zero cases and zero transmission.
The World Health Organization says there is an urgent need to end the outbreak before the wet season begins. Italian authorities say at least 29 African migrants have died of hypothermia while crossing the Mediterranean in freezing weather and rough seas. The Italian Coast Guard says all the victims were men from sub-Saharan Africa. Another 76 migrants survived the journey. It began on a tightly packed inflatable boat. Witnesses in central Somalia say at least 12 people were killed and 30 others wounded Tuesday when a moderate Islamist group clashed with Somali government troops. The clashes occurred about 400 kilometers north of the capital, Mogadishu. The U.S. Defense Department confirms that it killed senior al-Shabaab militant leader Yusuf Deeg and one of his associates in a January 31st drone strike. Deeg's death already had been reported to VOA by the militant group and the Somali government, which said the militant was al-Shabaab's chief of external operations, responsible for planning attacks inside and outside of Somalia. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.